It's Monday, the 13th of June, 2011, and, well, earlier today, I just witnessed a robbery, or I suppose you can call it a mugging, more than a robbery, outside Barclays Bank in Letchworth. I was actually on my mobile to my mum standing outside the bank. I was on my way into the bank and my mum phoned. I heard this a guy scream, not a scream, it was a shout of pain, and next thing I noticed was these two black guys running at full pelt towards me. I moved out of the way quickly and they darted across the road. I knew something had happened at that point, so I darted back round the corner to where the cash point was, and the guy was on the floor. Basically what happened was the guy who was attacked was working for one of the local pubs, and he was using the company cash card to get some money out of the bank to put in the tills as a kind of a float, if you like. And my personal theory on this is it was an inside job, or not an inside job, but somebody knew of this guy's movements, and they came from behind and smacked this guy on the side of the face with some kind of blunt instrument, which was wrapped in a plastic bag, taking the money from him and just running. This guy, his face was a mess. The left hand side of his face had ballooned out severely, around by his eye, and his cheek was severely swollen. It was missing some of his teeth, they were on the ground. He was bleeding from his nose. He was actually making the phone call to the emergency services himself and was put on hold for about 5 minutes before he actually got through to whoever he needed to speak to. It took another 15 minutes before an ambulance arrived, and another 5 minutes after that before any arrival of the police. Apparently, there was no one available at Letchworth Police Station, and therefore they had to come from Stevenage. It is about a 20-minute journey from Stevenage to Letchworth, which is diabolical, really. I gave my details to the police. I'm waiting for them to contact me back for a witness statement. It's already on the local newspaper websites about it. I just hope the guy's all right. According to the papers, you know, it wasn't major damage done to the guy. But even so, it was a hell of an ordeal for him. And actually seeing what was going on, it shook me up a little bit. This is supposed to be a quiet, leafy, sleepy town. Since I've been here in 2006, there has been a gangland shootout across a road where the police cornered off an entire road because of this shootout. There has been, within the last fortnight, an armed robbery on a jeweller's, and now this. I don't know what this place is coming to. I really don't. That's it for now. I'll speak to you again soon.